I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A federal judge has ordered Georgia's Secretary of State to wait until Friday to certify the results of the midterm elections that include an unsettled race for governor. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the ruling is meant to protect provisional ballots.
U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg ruled that the Secretary of State must not certify the results of the election until Friday at 5 p.m. She also ordered the state to establish a hotline or website where voters can check whether their provisional ballots were counted, and if not, the reason why. Gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp, who holds a slim lead over Democrat Stacey Abrams, says there aren't enough votes to force a runoff or recount. Abrams says her campaign will not concede the race until all votes are counted correctly. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Georgia's new Secretary of State has ordered county election officials to count absentee ballots even if voters have not included their year of birth. Secretary of State Robin Crittenden issued the guidance Monday, directing election officials to count the ballots if there is enough other information to verify the voter's identity. When casting absentee ballots, voters have to sign an oath and write their address and year of birth on the envelope. Now election officials can accept a ballot without the year of birth if they can verify the voter's identity with the signature and other required information. The deadline to certify those elections has been pushed back to Friday. State legislators are back in Atlanta today to begin a special session called by Governor Nathan Deal to respond to Hurricane Michael. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, many communities are still cleaning up.
It's been a month since Hurricane Michael slammed into southwest Georgia. Power, cable, and internet are back on for most people, but some homes still need repairs and trees removed before they can safely receive electricity. Adam Starr is with Grady Electric Membership Corporation, which serves southwest Georgia.
There's still, you know, trees on the side of the road. There's like telephone line that's tangled in some of those trees still that you see in places, and trees in yards, and there's still debris.
Lawmakers are set to consider an aid package worth about $270 million to help speed up the recovery effort. Federal money is expected to come later. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
State Representative John Meadows, chairman of the House Rules Committee, has died. The Republican former mayor of Calhoun was first elected to the House in 2004, representing residents in Murray and Gordon counties. In addition to chairing the Rules Committee, he also served on government affairs, industry and labor, insurance, retirement, and the Game, Fish and Parks Committee. Meadows also served in the Marine Corps, leaves behind a wife, two children, and three grandchildren. John Meadows was 74 years old. Atlanta-based Home Depot exceeded financial performance expectations for the third quarter. Comparable store sales rose 5.4% in the U.S. Home Depot now expects annual earnings to climb about 33.8% over last year, or $9.75 per share. And in sports, after a successful first season in the Major League, Atlanta Braves star Ronald Acuña Jr. has won the National League Rookie of the Year Award. Acuña finished 2018 with 26 home runs and 64 runs batted in. He helped lead the team to its first playoff appearance in 5 years. The last Braves player to win the award was Craig Kimbrell in 2011. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.